By a remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the United States reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. In an interview, Fauci said the number of new cases could be kept low if restrictions are relaxed carefully. He said low would be 70,000 or 80,000 cases. Meantime, some U.S. health officials are warning state governors not to move too quickly to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Tokyo's governor on Wednesday called for an extension of Japan's nationwide state of emergency until May 6, requiring people to stay home and social distance to stem the spread of the coronavirus outbreak. Japan has had about 400 deaths so far nationwide, 100 of them in Tokyo. There is no lockdown in Japan, and some businesses and restaurants remain open. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden won the party's primary election in the Midwestern state of Ohio. Voters used mail-in ballots to make their selections after in-person voting was postponed last month due to the coronavirus outbreak. Biden has stood alone in the Democratic race since earlier this month when Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders ended his campaign, leaving Biden as the last remaining candidate. He will face President Trump in the national election in early November. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton endorsed Joe Biden, the former First Lady and Democratic Party presidential nominee, shied away from wide attacks on Trump in the first 2 years of his presidency, but has often criticized his performance in recent months. She is the latest key Democrat to endorse Biden, following all of Biden's opponents for the party's nomination and former President Barack Obama, under whom Biden served as vice president for 8 years. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions. Morrison told reporters on Wednesday that the recent low infections rates were welcome, but that they're not good enough. Morrison also again defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. China's foreign ministry had dismissed Australia's call for an inquiry, with the developments placing increasing strain on the relationship between the two countries. But Morrison said the move was not targeted, that his country will do what is in Australia's and the world's interests. The International Rescue Committee is warning that the number of COVID-19 cases in countries at war, including Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, could exceed 1 billion. IRC President David Miliband, a former British Foreign Secretary, said 34 nations are at extreme risk because of the double crisis of coronavirus and war. Miliband appealed for urgent funding for frontline responses. He also accused the G20 group of the world's richest economies of slumbering in their global response to the coronavirus, strongly criticizing President Trump for suspending U.S. funding for the World Health Organization over its early reaction to the pandemic. Austrian officials say the nation will lift lockdown measures effective on Friday, making it among the first European countries to do so. Austria has been under lockdown for about 7 weeks, during which people were only allowed to leave their homes for designated reasons. And Asian markets are trading higher Wednesday, as many countries continued with efforts to ease restrictions imposed at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Hong Kong, Seoul, Shanghai, Sydney all enjoyed significant gains by late afternoon on Wednesday. Oil markets have been struggling since the COVID-19 outbreak, with governments imposed quarantines choking off demand and causing a massive glut of supplies. For more news, join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.